to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
I am just honored and pleased. Cassie, my assistant, is related to you guys, specifically to Tony, and had just phenomenal things to say about her experience buying a home with you and then your outreach using these kind of this digital media, right? And how you're doing the virtual showings, and you were doing it before it was cool. So you're doing it back when you were breaking ground. And so for my crew here in Denver, I wanted to kind of share what you guys have already kind of started doing in Michigan. We've got Tony, Ryan, Chris, all from Inked Michigan Realty. Now I'm going to pretty much back out, let you guys run with it, answer questions, interrupt you if need be, but I'm really excited to share. For those that are on this call, really quick plug. So with that, I'm going to lead it over to Ryan.
Hi, thank you, Nicole. It's an honor for us to be here. We really appreciate it. I'm Ryan Milo. I'm the associate broker over at Inked Michigan Realty. I'm a veteran of real estate. I've been licensed since 1997. First and foremost, I want to let everyone know we most importantly put ourselves and our clients' safety first, always. I started this business back in 1997. We didn't have the internet back then. I was really excited to get a pager. Then we had cell phones, and then with our cell phones came text messaging, and then the pagers went away. Some of those agents who had those pagers were very upset. They're like, we don't want to do text messaging. I was all for it. And then at the end of that time frame, the mortgage meltdown period came into play. So I survived off of doing business differently. I was doing a lot of foreclosures, a lot of short sales. There was a ton of agents, 40% in our market area here, that actually fell out of the real estate business. The only reason I bring this up, because now we have to change again and utilize digital marketing, which we have been doing. I mean, it's one reason that I moved over to EXP. It's a cloud-based brokerage firm, and there's not a lot of face-to-face contact, but we do it all over the internet, which is really cool. And it's really crucial now that we jump on this bandwagon of this digital media and doing virtual tours, virtual open houses, virtual walkthroughs. I was talking on the phone yesterday to a couple brokers. I had a couple of nice hour-long conversations with each of them. One was Keller Williams, one was Century 21. So trying to work with everybody here. We're all here to work together and help each other out. So we were just tossing ideas like, hey, how you doing? Are you doing anything differently? And we pondered and pondered. And one good idea that I have that we're going to start is we're going to advertise that we're going to send out virtual goggles to buyers that request them from us. If they want to take a virtual walkthrough in our listings, call us. We'll send you our virtual goggles. We're going to put our name on them and market it that way. But what that's going to do too is if we send this buyer these goggles, more than likely they're not going to buy our listing. However, we might be able to grab that new buyer, which is a good way to market yourself. Other things that we are doing is virtual open houses. So we'll walk through. Matterport is one of our most important tools that we use. It's a virtual tour that you actually get to walk through the house and pinpoint different locations, and you're able to zoom up on most portions of the house. Virtual tours, right now, they benefit your listings. It's proven, and this is a NAR statistic, 40% of your listings, 49%, get more clicks. You get 95% more calls and texts when you have a virtual tour. You have 65% more emails when you have a virtual tour, and 49% of more qualified buyers. Virtual tours also benefit people who have mobility issues. And it also prevents a lot of the looky-loos that just want to go and take a look. And it prevents some showings from happening, which is good. We want our sellers to be prepared, but not waste their time and show houses to people that are not really interested in it. Right now, everyone knows the saying, a picture paints 1,000 words, right? But with virtual tours, it's going to paint over 1,000,000 words.
All right. Thank you, Ryan, for that. That was awesome. My name's Tony Rodriguez. I'm one of the co-founders of Inked Michigan Realty. Our jobs as realtors is to really be able to adapt, whether it's a market shift or new technology. You know, we have to adapt as realtors, and this is the way that we're going to adapt. So pat yourself on the back for taking this time to really brush up on your skills, your social media, your virtual stuff, and really take it to the next level. So go ahead and give yourself a virtual fist bump, whatever you got to do, but good job, guys. Thanks for being here. Let's go right into it. First off, we're going to discuss the Matterport tours. We use a Matterport camera. It's a 360 camera. It's pretty sweet. To do on average, I would say for about per 1,000 square feet, it takes about 45 minutes. So it can be a little time consuming, but the value that provides is like no other. I mean, the quality's 4K. You can literally put on virtual goggles and walk through the whole house. It's pretty sweet. Right now, a NAR statistic, 89% of buyers do go to the internet first when they start their searches. So, you know, having a Matterport is awesome right now. Even when you go on listing presentations, it's a great tool to have just to provide your seller like, hey, times have changed, but we have stepped it up and we are the change and this is what we're doing differently. I'm also going to discuss other options besides the Matterport tour. The Matterport camera itself can get pretty costly. It's about $3,000 and that's for one of the versions. There's a better version. I believe it's $4,000 or just around $4,000. But I know you guys over in Colorado, your average sales price is a little higher than ours. So that shouldn't be an issue for you guys. There's other also affordable options, a couple other cameras that are also really good options to have, starting as low as $229. And then there's some other like alternative platforms that you can use also, not just the Matterport camera. What the Matterport does, it provides a full 360 layout, dollhouse views, full walkthrough capability, and it even does room measurements. So if you don't want to use the Matterport, the other alternative, there's a ton out there, and there's my top two favorite besides the Matterport are going to be the 3D Zillow option, which Zillow just came out with. It's pretty sweet. It's really user-friendly. It's so easy that if your sellers, depending on what the situation is in your state, if they want to just take their camera phone and they can do panoramic shoots and then they can send it to you, upload it to Zillow, and you can provide a walkthrough tour that way. The quality is not the best if you do use your camera. But if you do get if you buy a 360 camera, like I said, you can get one for like $200. You can provide that to your seller, drop it off on their doorstep. There's a whole kit that you can get to provide your seller. So if they are hesitant with you coming into their house, they can just set that up, follow the instructions, maybe provide like a little tutorial video for them. But the biggest thing is just really making our listings being available for everybody out there, especially with so many people, you know, they got a lot of time on their hands right now. They might just be browsing the internet looking for virtual tours to walk through. So you want to provide something. So whether it's a Matterport, another option would be the iSpy 360 camera. The iSpy, it's pretty awesome. Also starts as low as like $13 a month, I believe, up to $50 a month. The iSpy, you do need to have a virtual 360 camera. Can't use your phone with the iSpy program, but you can get a camera for, like I said, $200-$300, and the quality's awesome. With the iSpy, a little bit on that, the editing can be a little more complex, whereas Matterport or 3D Zillow, they're gonna actually put that layout for you together. They're gonna edit the pictures for you. The turnaround for Matterport time is probably 12 to 24 hours, we're noticing. And it's pretty sweet because once your Matterport tour is completely uploaded and done, they then give you an option to capture photos. So we also like to provide professional quality pictures for our listings. So once you're walking through that Matterport tour, you can physically just hit the capture button on the tour and take a picture of each room. Then edit those pictures and you have, so you're killing two birds with one stone. You're getting your virtual tours and you're getting your pictures done. At the end of the day, really, guys, we just want to provide as many resources to the buyers out there right now. The biggest question is what to do with these virtual tours. My favorite thing to do with the tours, especially Matterport, is really putting them on my Instagram, using Instagram stories to the full benefit and providing hashtags on your stories. You really want to get your audience to engage with you when you're doing these stories on your Instagram. And one way to upload these real quickly, once the Matterport provides you a link, you can just go to that link from your tablet, your iPhone, your smartphone, do a screen record. So you're recording the screen and you're going to walk through each house off of a screen record, and then you can just upload that to your story. I mean, I get a ton of buyer leads just from my Instagram stories. You don't have to necessarily have the Matterport camera you can use any 360 camera and use that also with the Matterport software. I don't think I mentioned that. So Matterport also will allow you to use a different 360 camera rather than their own. And they'll still provide the dollhouse tours for you, the room measurements, the tours. They'll provide branded links for MLS and all that stuff. Another thing that I like to do in the beginning of my stories is do something like really, like, again, it goes back to letting your following and everybody following you, your audience, letting them interact with your page. So throwing tips out here like this is the right option for you to buy or rent. Now, if so, and you want to buy, here's our virtual buyer's guide. So we have this virtual buyer's program. And you guys will leave this template. You guys can use this and brand it however you want. If you want to put your own logos on there, you can definitely take this template and rebrand that. And there's some links at the bottom of the slide to do that. But it's awesome. It just gives a breakdown of really what your buyer can look forward to on how the process is going to work virtually. And literally, guys, we have the software and technology to be able to do everything start to finish in a transaction virtually. And one thing that I always give my buyers and clients the reassurance, if we do write an offer on a virtual tour, just give them that reassurance that they will be able to get inside of the house during that inspection period and let them know that they can really do their due diligence at that time. Another thing that we like to do, that I like to do on my Instagram, and if there's anyone out there real quick, I wanted to say, if you don't have an Instagram or you don't have these features, contact me after this and I would love to help you get an Instagram set up. It's super easy to do, you know, so really take this downtime to get on all social media platforms. We just started that, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. You know, you really want to be on all those platforms to get the most organic following. With this link tree, it's on our Instagram. So where you would put your website, you would just put your link tree. And when you open this up, it's pretty cool. You can direct your audience to several links rather than just one in particular. I think we pay like $6 a month for it, and it's super beneficial. So if someone's on your Instagram page, they hit your link tree. This is what comes up on ours. They can be directed right to our website, you know, why work with us, a search option for homes, virtual 360 tours, and then our cloud brokerage EXP, you know, some benefits there. If your buyer has virtual goggles, we're going to start providing our buyers with those. They can literally put those on and do a complete 360 up, down, all around and see the whole house and really get that feel. And we've noticed too, it eliminates the buyers that are just wasting time. Someone looks at your virtual tour and they're walking through the house. Chances are, if they like it, they're going to schedule in-person showing rather than just, we might be interested in this. And then they go waste everybody's time. So we're getting more serious buyers based on our virtual tours. There's a hashtag generator actually that we can provide also. And if you type in whatever category you want to put hashtags for, you generate that into Google and it'll give you the top 30 hashtags that are getting the most organic following.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Roof Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theroofteam.com. That's theroofteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
The biggest thing with these Instagram stories, and you can also put these stories, like if you download them from Instagram, you can put these right onto your Facebook stories and use Facebook's integrated features like the location. You can do polls on Facebook. You can do all the same stuff on Facebook. So save your story, upload it onto Facebook, add those features in there for your Facebook. That way you're on both platforms. And if you really want to take it to the next level, you can throw it on your Snapchat. And even do TikTok stories. But the biggest thing is really just once you have these 360 tours, getting as much organic reach to your audience as you can. There's a lot of people out there doing virtual open houses. I think they're cool. The biggest thing is, and the way that I'm noticing people do them is whether they're on Facebook Live or Instagram Live, They're giving everyone, you know, they're marketing it just like an open house. They can put it on showing time or whatever their MLS allows them to do to advertise an open house. They're still putting the time, but I'm noticing it a lot shorter time. So if maybe from like 1 to 1:30, they'll be at the house and they'll do a live video of the house. And anyone that wants to chime in, they can answer questions and people can talk on there. And then they can just upload that onto their feed so people can see later if they might have missed it. That's really all I'm noticing for virtual open houses or other people just doing Matterports. And okay, guys, at 1:30, I'm releasing the link to this property and you can have a full access virtual walkthrough tour for the open house. So really just creating some excitement, giving them like a time frame or a deadline, making it seem like, hey, if you guys like this, you know, be sure to click this link at 1:30 when it's available to walk through the house. The virtual real estate, I really think, is the future and is going to be a game changer for all of us. And we just have to work together as agents and everyone that's attended this. Like I said, we're going to be the ones to bring the face of real estate to that next level. So if you do want me to help you with your Instagram, if you don't have one or add features on there, feel free to shout out to me. And I just want to let all of you guys know, to let your clients know, if they can find a spouse online, then there's no reason that they shouldn't be able to find a house online. Chris, go ahead and take it over, man.
Thanks, Tony. Hey guys, I'm Chris, one of the founders over here at Inked Michigan Realty. And I'm going to kind of dive a little further into. So I am not somebody who can self-build a website from scratch by any means. Our broker, EXP, they provide a platform called KV Core. So KV Core is what we use for the last year or so. And then we actually stumbled across an add-on to that platform called Agent Fire. So this website, even if you don't have KV Core, this style website is available through Agent Fire. And it is a remarkable website. So it's a WordPress template. So I'm able to go in and fully customize it, or you can pay them to build it completely out for you. I like having my hands on all of this so that I know how to do it and I can do exactly what I want to it. So that's the route that I went, but there's other options out there. So you can do a semi-custom version or a full-blown custom version as well. And they are super, super powerful, super customizable, and it can really do just about anything that you would want it to do. And then one of the cool things that I want to touch on here is the helpful guide. So kind of those resources that I was telling you guys about, guides, home buyer guides, home seller guides, but most importantly, right now, the virtual guide to buying the home of your dreams. So this is a resource that I actually put together that is going to show people what buying and selling looks like today in this crisis that we're in, how they're going to buy or sell a home. So it's going to touch on 8 different steps here. Step 1 being the virtual consultation, kind of gives a breakdown of what that looks like, lets you know that, hey, we're going to refer you to a preferred lender if you don't already have one to get the pre-approval process started. Step 2, home favorites, setting up that MLS search, letting us know what your criteria are, any additional features that you're looking for in a home. Step 3, the virtual tours. And then step 4, the e-signing process with a couple examples of some of the e-signing platforms that are currently available and showing people that, hey, like literally all of this can be done from the comfort of your house. I mean, step 5, earnest money delivery. I mean, that's a pretty self-explanatory one. We can either wire funds or have a title agent pick up a cashier's check from you. Step 6, the inspection. And one of the most important parts in this whole virtual home buying process. I mean, this is kind of your chance as a buyer to really understand a home. I mean, obviously, if you've made an offer on a home based off of a virtual tour and you have not stepped foot in that house, how much more valuable does that make that inspection for you? I mean, whether you're at the inspection or not, this is your opportunity to have a very detailed report of a home that could answer any additional questions that you may have. And what we found is a lot of our clients are using the inspection, although we can't be there, we can't come into contact with our clients. They've kind of taken it upon themselves to meet the inspectors out there so that they can see the house at that time. So it's kind of a safety precaution that's put in place for them. I mean, with the different contingencies that we've got in place, there's no reason why buying a home online should be scary. Step 7, closing time. And this is kind of evolving every day. I mean, the closing process during this crisis, I mean, I've seen drive-through closing windows at title companies. The way that my preferred title company is doing it is through Zoom video conferencing. So dropping packages off and then doing a Zoom call while being signed. And then there's some e-signs as well. And then step 8, the welcome home. And this just has some additional tips on kind of what to do after you've bought the home of your dreams, as well as just letting you know that, hey, if you guys are really uncomfortable going out in the world, we can even bring the keys to you, kind of thing. And then at the bottom, again, links to another resource for another buyer's guide, which is going to give you some tips on how to kind of get a competitive edge in a busy market.
And we, and Chris, explain to them how you usually send this to, you know, the sellers before we even go to the house.
Yeah. So this is essentially, this is prepared ahead of time, and I'd like to send it out at least 24 hours in advance so that they have a chance to go over it before I get there. The way that I typically do a listing presentation is I will walk into a house. Like I said, I sent them this the night before. So realistically, they've probably already looked at it. They've probably already come up with any questions they may have. I walk into the house, I have this pulled up on an iPad, I hand it to them, and then I ask them if it's okay while they flip through this, if I can walk through the house and just get a feel for the house. Typically, what I find is while I'm walking through the house, and what this does is saves you the time of day from your client pointing out the transition of paint color. I mean, the small details that they think are super important that we see every day that we don't need them to explain to us for 10, 15 minutes just to get the point across. So what it does is saves me a lot of time on my listing presentation. And generally speaking, by the time that I get done walking through the house and come back to them, they've kind of already gone through this entire presentation. And generally, I find them on the last couple slides of it. So it's a really nice time to kind of wrap things up for them. So it actually builds in your comps here as well. So you've got how's the market, you've got your recent neighborhood sales, as well as your active listings in here. And you can go a step further as well and actually link these for your active listings. You could link these listings so that when you click them, they actually pull up the listing straight on your website, which will be another resource for them to get them to your website and to engage in your website. And again, our innovative Inked Intelligence marketing system, just kind of calling that name out again. Talking about some digital marketing statistics here, showing them the importance of the internet today. 99% of millennials use the internet to find the home that they end up buying, and 76% of people use a mobile phone in their home search. And that's incredible. If people can't find your house on the internet or on their mobile phone, how are they ever going to buy your home? A video walkthrough is kind of that initial place where, hey, we see this video, we get super hype on this house, and then we want to go a step further, take that virtual walkthrough. So they both have a place, and I think they both are very important in our industry today. Some aerial photography is going to benefit the property, and it's not in a restricted airspace. Absolutely. I mean, we go above and beyond for our clients because that's what our job is. Our job is not to put a home on the MLS and let it sell itself. Our job is to effectively market a home to get top dollar in the fastest time possible if that's what our client is looking for. Again, kind of going over a little more statistics of how important this stuff is, guys. I mean, 77% of realtors actively use social media for real estate in some way, shape, or form. 47% of real estate businesses note that social media results in the highest quality leads versus other sources. And I've already mentioned this one, 99% of millennials begin their home search online. I mean, this is incredible. Facebook has been compiling data on us as people for 15 plus years now, and it has a powerful algorithm behind it. And like I mentioned earlier, I mean, a lot of what we do has been kind of effectively marketed on Facebook to further build our brand.
We only have a couple minutes left. So really quickly, what software are you using for the videos, like to either record or edit? Is that a pretty simple task or?
Adobe Premiere Pro is what I currently use. iMovie works great as well. It's honestly, I mean, if you can teach yourself stuff, watching some YouTube videos, taking a couple courses, it's not that difficult to do. I mean, I've been 100% self-taught with it, and it's really increased our reach pretty tremendously. So pretty powerful stuff there. I mean, there's other resources out there to make a little simpler videos, but if you want like the full customization of really being able to make something that's truly powerful, I mean, Adobe Premiere Pro is what I would recommend for sure. They have like full-blown courses that'll teach you how to do it for like $20. So it's a pretty small investment. It is a pretty timely investment as far as how much time it's going to take you to learn it and to actually produce these videos. So something that you may want to outsource, but whether you decide to outsource it or keep it in-house, it is a super powerful tool.
And you guys even kind of shared with me some tips, you know, in this time of shelter in place, you know, even dropping off the camera and allowing the seller to walk through, not ideal, certainly, but given the fact of some of these other technologies that you mentioned, where you can actually send this off to Box Brownie or upload it.
When this first kind of hit, we weren't really we weren't allowed to be in contact with our clients and nothing was really well defined. So we were kind of just like, hey, not really sure what we can and can't do. When we first had clients asking, like, how do we go about listing a home? We can't really list until this is over. That's absolutely incorrect. I mean, even if you can't physically be in contact with the client, the house isn't vacant, so you can't go shoot photos yourself. You can educate someone how to take photos properly, send them to you, then you can have them professionally edited. You can explain to someone how to take a good video of their home. You can have them do a full-blown video walkthrough, send it back to you. I can edit it, put it together into something that's compelling, and like we can make this work. And like what I was proposing, if you're doing something like that and your client is doing some of the legwork there, maybe you do a reduced commission. Maybe because they're providing the photos, they're providing the video, and you're doing the editing side of it, maybe you do a reduced commission, you go about it in that way. But there's no reason why our industry has to stop moving.
We were actually talking to a handful of folks, videographers, about this class today, and they're all booked for like the next 3 weeks. Like they couldn't even carve out an hour to have a conversation because they're like, I'm sorry, I'm like jumping from house to house. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened to shelter in place? But it's, you know, business is happening. It's not business as usual. And there's a lot of restrictions on that, what we can and can't do. But you offered some great technologies, some great tips, even giving the seller the camera, leaving it on the front porch, having them take the pictures, the 360 camera, and then picking that up still lets you keep exposing the opportunities of capturing that home. Sounds fantastic. Well, thank you, all three of you, for sharing time, showing some of the things that you're doing. It, definitely there were nuggets in there that were pure gold, and I'm excited that we had the opportunity to do this today. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us, guys.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.